The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
All is in the implementation, all in the execution. We'll have to see how it works out. But as far as the concept, I think it's sound.
All right, that was Ray Kelly, the top cop in New York, talking about ISIS and the president's plan. He was cautious because you heard him say, we'll have to see how it all plays out, pretty much. That's what we're all waiting for. How are you, America? Welcome to America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Part of the ride we're going to take you on this hour includes a conversation with David Long. David Long's an interesting guy. He talks about trying to make employees more productive from the sense of feeling like they don't matter. There's nothing pumping them up. It's just the same old, same old. You know, you're punching the clock and you can't wait to get out. How about turning that equation around? And we also look at unemployment and where it's really at. It's funny because when you look at the unemployment numbers, and I say this all the time, we keep hearing, oh, no, we are seeing signs the economy has really turned around, and look at the jobs that have become available, and how certain people now are getting reeducated and finding jobs into the marketplace. But that's not baloney. That's not what I'm finding at all. In my own neighborhood, I think I've said this before, and it's really true, I did a little survey to find out, okay, who's really in? Who is making it? Who is cracking it open and feeling really good? Their retirement's not, it's going to be fine. They got money to spare. I found very few people in that situation. In fact, most either concerned about jobs, downsizing, or others who were stringing a bunch of jobs together to try to make ends meet. And this is people who have degrees. And then the people who didn't have degrees, same thing. Some a little lucky, some not quite as lucky. And I don't think that half of what we look at takes into account what the real picture is in the United States. But that's because there is a bubble in Washington, and you go in and out of the bubble when you are on the Hill or you're at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or any other area of the government, and you're not really paying attention to what's happening on Main Street. Well, one of the things that is happening on Main Street is what you heard there from Ray Kelly. There's a lot of reaction to the president's plan to get rid of the Islamic State. But can he really do that with the course that he laid out on Wednesday night? The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, said that a lot of the Republicans doubt that that plan can work, that it will get rid of ISIS. There are a lot of concerns, not just from Republicans, though, from Democrats as well, if you want to play the game of politics, as to where this is all headed. You know, there's a cost that will be attached to this that we're going to pay for. And there were two Americans who paid with their lives, James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, who were executed on the internet, pretty much, by this barbaric group. So we've got 475 soldiers that are going to be sent into Iraq to help the security forces that are kind of outmatched. Then we hear that for ISIS, they have 31,000 members. So they have grown and exploded. They've had a growth spurt because of money that's pumped in, because of people, foreign fighters that are joining them, and because of their own recruitment efforts, if those numbers are to be believed. The president called on Congress to authorize a program to train and arm rebels in Syria who are fighting both the Islamic State and the Syrian President Bashar Assad. He said, as you remember, that the objective was clear, that we were going to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL through a comprehensive and sustained counterterrorism strategy. So comprehensive, involving other people, sustained, meaning get ready to pay, and it's going to be a long time, at least 36 months. And so we still don't know the details, except for this whole we're going to arm and train these moderate Syrian rebels Good luck. And I love this. They're going to vet. They say they're well vetted by U.S. intelligence services. They better make sure they're vetted and vetted again and vetted again after that. Because that's all we need is a group of people who are in there to get as much information as possible and turn on the whole cause and jump over to ISIS, which wouldn't be too far from what could happen. So no boots on the ground, but somebody's got to be on the ground, and that's why we're supporting the Syrian rebels. But to what end? How much are we supplying? Are we supplying the weapons? That has to be bigger government bucks, and that has to be a vote. So they're looking at legislation, I guess, over the weekend. So we go along, try to figure out, is this the right thing? Is this a crazy strategy? Because I think the crazy part of the strategy is moderate Syrian rebels. Who are the moderate Syrian rebels? If we make a mistake here, it could be very costly. Very, very costly. I mean, the Middle East, the quicksand in the Middle East. You know, I heard a former assistant labor secretary speak earlier in the evening, a guy named John Mumford. You might have seen him all over the tube. He's good friends with Colin Powell and was in Vietnam, served in Vietnam, and has been a major government advisor over the years. And Mumford, who was in government at a high level, talked about this battle and what the price tag would be for the battle. And ultimately, in the Middle East, one of the things that you have to consider is if you really wanted to change, and this was his point of view, if you really wanted to change the Middle East, what is the biggest problem in the Middle East? The one that we're afraid of here in the United States, one of them, and that's the whole job thing. No jobs, disillusioned young men who are ripe for the picking when it comes to these crazy jihadists. They recruit them, they train them, and the next thing you know, they've bought into the ideology and they're off and running. But what if there were jobs? What if they had jobs? Would it make a difference if they had a place to go, if they had education? Would that make a difference in their ideology and what they would ultimately be funneled into instead of being at terrorist training camps and then being on the path to destroying lives? Coming up on America Tonight, besides David Long, we're going to talk about the situation with Ray Rice. You want to talk about water cooler buzz. Everybody has an opinion on this former NFL running back. I say former because he was cut by his team. He was cut by the Ravens. And the NFL indefinitely suspends him. Domestic violence is being talked about like I haven't ever remembered it being talked about because of the NFL. His wife is defending him, blaming the media and blaming everybody else. And what a mess. Lots of opinions to be had on domestic violence, the NFL, and specifically Ray Rice. We'll talk about it coming up later on America Tonight. But next, David Long. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Tonight, our next guest is in our virtual green room. We spared no expense. I hope he plays along, by the way. David Long, he is the author of Built to Lead. Yeah, we didn't plan that out. And we wanted to talk about, of course, moving forward, what he's talking about in his book, what he addresses that I think affects so many people. But also in tying that into the unemployment rate, which is down 6.2%. So the economy is bouncing back. So are there more jobs? Is that, you know, if you're looking for a job, does that mean that this is better off for employers? And that's a great question. Are there more people to pick from? Can they put the right people together, in other words, because the ocean is that much bigger? David, thanks for coming on the show. And what do you think when the ocean is full of fish, and is the fishing good and you can get better people and put them together?
Well, personally, my brother, Randy, manages $100-some million of assets for different business people. And one of the things that he checks is always what he wants to know, the accurate numbers on unemployment. And he actually, and anybody he says that really manages money tends to go to shadowstats.com, which is John Williams' site. Uh-huh. And they basically say that unemployment, when you factor in, if you actually calculate it like they did back in the 80s, is not 6.2%. It's actually closer to 20%. And that they get from people who are underemployed, and where they normally were making money, higher amount in another job, and they actually did a cut in pay, and they couldn't get full-time work. So, but they're still counted as being employed. Also, people that used to be were not counted as being employed, or now they're dropped out of the workforce, and they're still counted because they're not listed as looking for work. So it's actually manipulated a little bit on the numbers. And if you just calculate it, like I said, like they did back in the 80s, it's pretty dramatic in the difference between the two. So
wow.
Personally, I don't think it's as good. You know, you got a lot of people. I've seen some charts, too, that say things are better. But I actually counsel business people. And I've got one of my friends who is a jeweler, and his business is off 30% this year after being off 20% last year. So we're brainstorming, trying to figure out different ways to help him be more successful. But that's just one of the business people that I know. We're doing good. My company's doing great, but a lot of them aren't, for sure.
Yeah, I'm glad that you turned us on to that. Shadowsteps.com.
Shadowstats.com.
Stats,
John Williams' site.
Wow.
And that's the one that the financial people... is one of their trusted sources for getting the real numbers, not the ones that the government manipulates. You know, it's the bottom line. That's really what it is. That, for example, they take out, when they figure out inflation today, they take out the two things that really hit consumers. They take out food costs. They take out fuel costs. Now, think about this.
Mm.
When you go to the grocery store, do you feel like it's only 2% inflation in the last year?
No.
You know, I mean, it's a lot worse than that. So, I mean, the real number they actually say is somewhere maybe between 8% and 10% is the actual inflation. You can look at things like orange juice; they shrink the container from 64 ounces to 59 ounces. You buy cereal; there's less cereal in the box. Various things like that. And if you just compare them, magazines like Consumer Reports will show you what things used to be and what they are now. That's a good source to check that out.
Yeah, no kidding. Great advice there. All right, so you wrote a book and you're talking about clients and you're talking about that you're doing well and you're trying to help clients. So you gave us the great example mm-hmm. of one whose business is really off and it was
yeah.
down last year and it's down again. And your book is mm-hmm. called, as I said, Built to Lead. And there you're teaching people how to reach what we would call your maximum potential in your career. So
yes.
how do we do that? Give us a cheat sheet. What's like your top three takeaways?
Built to Lead, the full title is 7 Management Rewards Principles for Becoming a Top 10% Manager. I have actually become a top 10% manager in 3 separate industries. And I please don't think I'm trying to sound arrogant when I say this, but I actually became a multimillionaire in the last 2. So I do know a few things about a successful business. And my company, myemployees.com, is our company, 25-year-old firm. We're in the top 1% in the world in employee engagement and recognition companies. And we've been growing for over 20% a year. In the business world, they call that a gazelle. If you've done 20% or more for 5 years in a row, we've done it for well over a decade, closer to 15 years.
Yeah,
but, that's what we do.
Tell us about that. Tell us about myemployees.com.
Sure. We have over 12,000 active clients in the U.S. and Canada, in all 50 states, including Alaska and Hawaii. And we basically work with managers within companies, and we have employee engagement surveys. We give the manager a 10-question survey, what we call that the pulse. And then the employees will take a 35-question survey. And let's just say that they are never close. The managers typically feel like they're about 25% better than they are. So the employees bring them back to reality. And from that, we help the managers. We let the managers say, hey, this is where you're hurting. You're not very proficient in this particular area. Maybe it's employee recognition. Maybe it's that they need to read a book like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Some people are just not very warm when they want to build a relationship with their employees. Quite frankly,
yeah.
they struggle. So
yeah.
that's what we try to help people do. And then once they do that, we actually tie the employee recognition program to the profitability and the goals of the company. You know, a lot of managers will tell you, well, I do employee recognition because I want my people to know that I care about them. Well, that's all well and good, but if you don't have a higher, more, stronger purpose for having it, the first economic problem that you have, you'll drop it. And companies, sadly, will do things like that. I don't want to say one big sporting goods company. I'll say this. I'm not going to say the name of it. But they actually cut their employee recognition program with us. They cut the people who did their yard work. They cut the people who came in and cleaned the toilets, and they made their employees start doing it. Now, that's a great way to bond with your employees. Would you agree?
Yeah, no. Yeah, a great
not
way.
Not too swift.
Yeah, not too swift.
No, not too swift. But that's, you know, I mean, my premise in my book is the seven rewards principles, and I'll give them to you real fast, is the R, rewards is an acronym, and it's rewards, the R, the first R is reconnaissance. It's like, who's on your bus? Jim Collins in his great book, Good to Great. Mm-hmm. Who's on your bus? If you have the wrong employees, your foundation is never going to be great. Your company will never be great. You'll never be successful. So you have to get rid of the duds and the dead weight. I have a quote, basically a phrase that I have. You hire, you train, you prune, and you repeat. So if you hire and you train, they don't get it, and you train them and you keep trying, and you just keep kicking a dead horse, get rid of them and replace them. The second one is education, tied into that as well. And I do book clubs with my employees. I have 45 employees in my company. We split up the company, half on Wednesday morning at 10, half on Thursday morning at 10. I buy books. I pass them out. I say, read chapter one by next week. Here's a notebook. Here's a highlighter. Come in with your notes. And then we discuss it. That principle right there alone has made me millions because it bonds us together as a team. So we all have our different lives, and we all have different stories. We share those. We talk about something like attitude. Yes, sometimes we all have bad attitudes in our life. We have good ones. But those are the ones that make success successful. So we talk about that. We bond with that. Then the next thing after the book clubs, which are phenomenal for my company, and we've done it for 10 years, is the next one is that you got R-E is education, and you've got W, which is winners emerge. People step forward. They ask to take the book club and lead it for that particular week. You know, they start asserting themselves. They want to become Dave. They'll say, Dave, do you have any books on leadership that you would recommend to me? Are there any DVD courses that you have that I could watch at home? Various things like that. And then after W is A, and that is attitude. Really, attitude is foundational. If your employees don't have the right attitude, you will never be successful. And by the way, the manager has to have the right attitude, too. Gallup organization said that 70% of managers are either disengaged or actively disengaged. And what that actively disengaged means is that they're going the opposite direction where the company wants that business to go. So they're fighting upper management. They're talking down upper management. That's where you definitely don't want to go there. So you want to have the people with the right attitude. It's huge. You cannot do anything if you don't have the right attitude in your people, period.
Thanks so much, David Long. We appreciate it. Great information there. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
David Long, exciting stuff, talking about employees and things that have really, really worked. Stay with us.
And the next one is the R, which is the second R, I should say, in rewards, is recognition. Of course, that's my company. That's our main purpose. And we're very successful with that. And because we have over 80% of our clients come back the second year, and they typically stay with us for years. We've got some that's been with us all 25 years. But, I mean, we work with them. We show them how to use their employee recognition to motivate their employees, but also to motivate their employees to do the things that make the company money, and the employees too, by the way. So it's a win-win is what it is. So then after you have the recognition, you go into the D on rewards, and that's duplication. And I've developed what I call my Shark's Teeth Leadership Development Program. And are you familiar with how shark's teeth are, where they have rows of teeth?
They're sharp.
Yeah, sure. You don't want to see them up close and personal, but trust me, there's a bunch of rows of teeth. Behind the teeth in the front, they've got like 10 or so teeth behind each one that as soon as they get in a fight with a prey, like a seal or something like that, and if a tooth pops out, another one pops right up behind it. So that's what we do with our people. Every manager in our company, we have five of them for 45 employees, Every manager, I ask them, who is your heir apparent? If something, God forbid, happens to you, who is the person that you believe is the most qualified in your department to take over your spot? And they tell me, and I say, okay, the next question is, what are you doing to develop that individual? And they have to tell me, because I ask every once in a while, what's the story? You know, we hire new employees because we're growing so fast. So we'll add something. All of a sudden, you got an employee that just came in like 6 months to a year ago, and my goodness, they are ambitious. They are asking for more, you know, responsibility, and they just come in and they raise the bar. You know, we've got a young lady just came in with us several months ago named Becky, and she is doing a phenomenal job. She's doing the best ever, you know, at taking better care of our clients and helping them, you know, reassess and determine what they really what they want to improve. She shows them how to improve, and she's just doing a phenomenal job. Like I said, she's raised the bar, and that's what you want. You want fresh blood coming in, pushing the numbers, making people do more than they've ever done in their lives. And we have a very, very strong business because of that. So like I said, we've been averaging 20% growth for years, every year. We did $8 million last year. We're projecting hopefully $10 million this year, which is 25% growth.
Awesome.
And the last one after duplication is success. And success to me is not money. I've been very blessed. You know, I have three houses. I have a commercial building, 20,000 square feet. 16 acres. I got a beach house. All that's paid for. I don't owe a dime on any of it. My wife and I have Harley Davidsons. We rode cross country in 05, ocean to ocean, 6.5 week trip. Got a motor coach, all that good stuff. That's from taking care of our clients. But I do not look at money as success. In my book, there is a picture of what I call my treasure chest. And several years ago, my employees gave that to me. And in the treasure chest, there were 35 or so employees at the time, and each of them wrote out to me in, on a piece of paper, a card or whatever, and gave it to me. And in that, it said what I have meant to their lives. And quite frankly, that's what success is. It's your legacy that you leave. It is not the money that you make. Because when you make a certain amount of money, you feel like, I need to make more. But when you make more, it's still empty. That's not gratifying. It's a temporary fix. So if you focus on improving your life by improving the lives of others, that to me is true success. And I illustrate it with this. The guy who won at the time the biggest lottery winnings was 200, I think, and 94,000, I mean, million. Mm-hmm. Well, he said by the end of that, this was on like ABC's 2020. And he said at the end of that, you know, after his granddaughter, who was the apple of his eye, he gave her like three cars. He gave her just tons of money. She stopped working. He stopped working his company. And this guy was a millionaire when he won the lottery, which people don't know that. Now, this guy, he knew how to manage money. But when he got a bunch of money he did not earn, he blew it. He started spending money, started going to strip clubs. His wife left him. His granddaughter, make a long story short, she ended up ODing on drugs. And they found $100 bills wadded up in the floorboard of her car.
Wow.
And that, to me, and when it was all said and done, he lost his wife, he lost all his friends, his family, his kids didn't talk to him anymore, his granddaughter was dead, and he said, the worst thing that ever happened to me was winning that lottery.
Mm.
Now, who in their right mind would say that, right?
Right, right.
But that's reality. That's not success.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I so agree. What an interesting conversation. Built to Lead, David Long, we got to fly. Great stuff. Thanks so much for coming on.
By all means, thank you.
All right, so you heard what he had to say there in talking about employees. I thought that was interesting because so often that's what gets lost. It's the pat on the backs and the knowing what's going on that, especially in this day and age, seems to get shoved aside again and again and again because we're moving so fast, people aren't paying attention, and the key resource absolutely is the people. Come on, right? How many of you, and I guarantee from Izzy to Dave and everyone in between, at some point you know you're in these management positions or you're in charge of a group of people, and the people that get it know how to find the good people, as he was talking about, and how to treat them right. If we only did that, if more people did that more, I think that we would have less violence and some of the nutty things that happen when people just completely lose it, if there was more appreciation for what people do on the job. All right, segueing into something a little bit different here. The, you know, it's interesting. I happened to come across this in what we've been talking about with the Ray Rice situation. And with Rice, it's over and over and over again, the playing, you know, of the video. I talked to a woman today who had a 7-year-old son who was a sports nut, so they always have Sports Center on ESPN. And, of course, they repeat because the audience turns over. And she said finally they had to say, okay, enough is enough. We can't watch any more of the same video over and over. My 7-year-old son watching him smash her in the face. So 5 TV networks said Thursday that they're going to stop or minimize the airing of that video inside the elevator of Ray Rice striking his, at the time, fiance Janae and knocking her unconscious. It's this footage that is called into question, of course, and we all are doing this, as to what the NFL is doing in disciplining players involved in domestic violence. But they decided to do this because so much of it's being showed, and you heard my personal story about the woman I know with the 7-year-old son. So that casino elevator showing Janae Palmer crumbling to the floor has been seen so many times on TV since TMZ released it on Monday. The video, certainly the news value, it's like a news cycle, they call it, is decreasing, decreasing, decreasing. But ESPN, CNN, for what it's worth, ABC, Fox News Channel, and Fox Sports said they weren't going to show the video unless there was compelling reasons to bring it back on. That viewers have seen it, they know what's happened, they can make their own judgments. I think that's smart. Okay, it's been aired over and over again. We're ringing it out. It's sensationalized. We've blown it out, and we've shown it enough times. People can make up their own mind, but showing it is just. And I love this. It was smart of this VP at Fox News to say, "Our judgment is that continuing to show it is simply overdoing it for shock value, and not for journalistic reasons." So they were smart, I think, to come out and do that and just knock it off, because by now probably all of us who have even just seen it once or twice could give it to you frame by frame. That's just how much it's been, it's crazy. And you think of victims of domestic violence, to see that abuse shown over and over and over and over and over again, including to Janae Palmer. I mean, what is she thinking, the whole punch? And the full video, which didn't air until Monday, certainly turned it around for some people, although the first shred of video that was out there was pretty bad, too. Just didn't show quite what the second one did. In fact, the National Organization for Women, Terry O'Neill, the president of that group, said the clear evidence of abuse and the almost mundane way it took place is illuminating to the public. And unlike other crimes, people tend not to believe or minimize domestic violence unless they see the evidence. So this is one of those, that's why the NFL reacted after the Ravens reacted, because you had direct evidence. It wasn't he did this or she said that. It wasn't he said, she said at all. It was the direct evidence of it. But, I mean, bravo for some of those networks. They probably should have cut it off sooner. They probably should have done that for sure. Coming up next on America Tonight, odds and ends, some other things that are happening across the U.S. and elsewhere. Some of it might actually make you smile. How about that? We'll leave you on a lighter note. Plus, we'll mix in a daily salute. A daily salute. We're bringing back next week, too, by the way, Made in America. Things that are full-on made in America. Not even a part made from something else. It is 100% made here in the States. I'm hopping over the fence. Hop with me. I'll see you there.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-642-64. Promo code GCN. 877-642-64. Promo code GCN.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Tonight. Thanks for listening, by the way. School shooter TJ Lane, I talked about him earlier, has been recaptured, And you remember this story, Think Ohio, kid that everybody said they liked, looks like any other normal kid. And he escaped Thursday night with two other inmates from a prison in Lima, about 80 miles south of Toledo, Lima, Ohio. One was captured quickly. The Ohio State Highway Patrol and cops in Lima said around 1:30 in the morning that Lane was caught. So just happening. They didn't have any other details. There's still another inmate that might be missing. If you don't know what happened, remember Lane was the kid that shot three students in February of 2012 at Chardon High School east of Cleveland. And they say it was just a .22 pistol that he took to school and a knife as well. And he fired 10 shots at a group of kids. And then he was given, when he was convicted, 3 life sentences. So he has been picked up because they were looking for him. There's bulletins out all over the place. So he didn't get very far. However, he hooked up with them. I suppose it doesn't matter since it's life in prison. If they added anything to it, he is never getting out. Daily salute time. This is a good one, too. I like this. Speaking of TJ Lane and kids in school, there is a teacher that came up with this idea that just could be the answer to keeping kids a little bit safer in school. It's pretty cool. It's called the sleeve. It slips over the arm, the closer arm of a door, to prevent the door from being open from the outside. The idea is you would buy some time for teachers and students during any kind of a shooting. Daniel Neitzel, president of Fighting Chance Solutions and middle school teacher, said he came up with the idea of the sleeve after realizing the tactics they were taught during the active shooter drills weren't effective. He said that what they were learning is as the shooter was able to get into all the classrooms and kill everyone inside. So that wasn't effective in these drills. So the sleeve would be faster than a rope, a cord, a belt, a closer arm, anything like that. You could just slip it, boom, immediately right over. And then they wouldn't be able to push it open. It would take up too much time if they tried to do it. So how about that? And Neitzel's wife is also a teacher, and he was worried about her not being able to secure the three doors of her classroom, because she had three, enough to stop someone from entering, because it's in the back of their minds, he's saying now. And this sleeve thing is made of carbon steel and can withstand 550-foot, they call it, pounds of force. And it's starting to get national attention, and when there's an active shooter, it's all about the second. So they said the sleeve is designed so it can be quickly. I say bravo. Woo-hoo! Yeah, I mean, listen, he may make some money on it, but as much as it could be a product thing, and it is, and some people are buying it, but one college is buying it for all the classrooms, I think what's cool here, especially because he gets it, he's in the biz and his wife is, he gets it that it's small enough you can hide it in a drawer away from the students, or it can even be displayed by the door, it doesn't look scary, or, oh, this is just in case we have a shooter. And it's easy, boom, it's designed custom, so it fits whatever the side of it is, and you slip it off, and I think that is awesome. Awesome. Costs like $65 or whatever it is. And I would assume that, I mean, the schools could raise the money for that. Why not? If it works, and I looked at a video of it before I decided to pick this out as the daily salute, and clearly it's easy. I could do it. You could do it. Boom. Put it in there. They'd move on to something else. If everybody put them on, it'd be frustrating, and whoever's there with a gun can do whatever they want, but that buys some time. And that would make a difference if you think of what happened, sadly, in Connecticut and so many of these other shootings. We had Colin Goddard on, who was part of that Virginia massacre, if you remember, and he talked about it. He was in French class. He was shot four times. And if you haven't heard that interview, go to americatonight.net and click on what you missed on the features site, and look up Colin Goddard, and that's pretty powerful stuff when he talks about that. So this sleeve, if those teachers had it, that might have prevented some things. You know, they still would have to react fast, but once the chaos has happened and somebody is frantically running around in the hallways, it wouldn't take much to do that. Versus, what are they doing now? Hide in a closet, go under the desk, try to sneak through the hallway, whatever it might be. And these are the kinds of drills that they were practicing with people. The slurking around, and that's not going to work. You might get lucky. But in this case, I think they get much luckier. So anyway, I love that for the daily salute. Love it. The other thing I wanted to mention here in this segment of America's Next, is that it was odds and ends. Tim Tebow has a new job. Nothing to do with football. Everything to do with TV. I say nothing to do with football. But he's joining Good Morning America as a contributor. Yeah, how about that? Former Gator. And you know the story from Denver, what happened in Denver. Everybody was Tebowing. And then he went on, of course, to New York and bigger things. And now he's doing the ABC TV thing, and I think this could be a good thing because he's an ESPN analyst already, and now he'll be a contributor on Good Morning America. It's smart. I think he's done pretty well in that TV role. People like Tim Tebow. So if a career in the NFL isn't working out, maybe it's the analyst thing, the television thing, you know, I don't know. I think people are rooting for him. They rooted for him, watched what he did in college, then saw what a terrible transition it was for him into the pros, and I think he's going to do well. He'll do well in the contribution category, and I think he'll do well. He's already done well. What I've seen when he's done football stuff, I think he's pretty decent. This story shocked a lot of people. Oscar Pistorius, remember this guy? He was in the Olympics, and he was such an inspiration to so many people. He's in great shape, and he was the guy who had, I don't know what they call them, those, he was running in the Olympics without legs. He had those, I don't know what they call them actually now. They're this, the metal things that you just move, man, like a gazelle on them. He's like a gazelle on them. And there was controversy over letting him in the Olympics to compete that way. And he was amazing and inspired so many people. But this came out of South Africa that Oscar Pistorius didn't commit murder the night he killed his girlfriend. That's what a judge ruled. The judge said he didn't intend to kill her. But his conduct was negligent, she said, before adjourning for the day, and suggests she's going to find him guilty of culpable homicide. So there is no minimum sentence for culpable homicide in South African law. It's up to the judge to decide. Now, what did he do? He fired 4 bullets into the bathroom of his house in Pretoria on Valentine's Day last year. He said he didn't foresee the possibility he would kill the person behind the door, let alone the person who died. Evidence, though, suggests that Pistorius, I guess, genuinely believed the person in the bathroom was an intruder, and the judge said, well, that's irrelevant to the case. He could have taken other actions when he thought there was an intruder. All that he had to do was pick up his cell phone to call security or the police, is what the judge is saying. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of sentence he gets. It's not going to be something incredible, that's for sure, since she didn't rule in the other things. And I think there are people that are shocked by it, figuring he was absolutely going to be found guilty on those other counts, and that's not the case. So how about that? Wow. Huge. We'll see what the judge rules in that one, but it's done for now. By the way, he does face 3 weapons charges, but he shouldn't get much for that. Thanks for listening. Any thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net.
The Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.